As soon as they'd found Ellie, she led them straight to the lift. On the way up, Mr. Gruber explained to Paddington how the Whispering Gallery got its name. "They say if you speak very quietly against the wall, someone can hear what you are saying all the way across on the other side." "I don't think those people can have read the signs," hissed Paddington as they stepped out of the lift. He glared at the couple sitting nearby. Far from whispering, they were in the middle of a loud argument about the number of steps there were between them and the ground floor. The man said it was 239, and the lady said it felt like many more than that, especially in high heels. Paddington gave each of them a hard stare before turning his attention to the view below. Having gazed for a moment or two, as though he couldn't believe his eyes, Paddington suddenly blew several warning blasts on his whistle before making a dash for the stairs. Mr. Gruber took a glance before he followed on, and, to his astonishment, on the floor below him, a group of school children